A memorial honoring Alaska veterans is on track to get a new home in Wasilla. The Veterans Wall of Honor features thousands of veterans' names and sits on a bluff just off the park's highway near Mat-Su Regional Hospital. It's been there for more than 20 years, but the land beneath the dark granite panels has been sold twice. First, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough sold the land to a developer. Then the developer sold the land to the Mat-Su Health Foundation, which did not commit to leaving the wall at its current location. The uncertainty prompted Mat-Su officials and veterans groups in the area to discuss moving the wall. It appears they now have a solid plan. Pending approval by the city council, Wasilla Mayor Bert Cottle says the wall will be moved to city land under a long-term lease for the not-so-hefty price of $1 a year.
Sometimes I think we forget the people who have paid the ultimate price and who are paying the price every day. And I think this is a good reminder of how we got to where we are. It's always been about having closure and doing the right thing on the wall.
Cottle says the city has identified a suitable piece of land next to where the Wasilla Police Department will be headquartered off Wasilla Fishhook Road at the site of the old Iditarod School. However, moving the wall may prove to be a challenge. It's made up of dozens of panels, some that are 6 feet tall, weighing nearly 700 pounds, and others that are half that size. Some of the specifics on how to move the panels are yet to be determined. Cottle says they'll likely be separated from a concrete base and trucked to the new site. J.R. Hackett is an Air Force veteran who serves on the Mat-Su Honor Wall Foundation Board of Directors. Hackett says a concept design for the new location has been drawn up, and the hope is to have it in place in time for Veterans Day next year.
We wanted to put this thing to rest once and for all. We were hoping that, obviously, in the beginning that we could come up with some type of a way to keep it up there. But things change, and as time progresses, you know, the community evolves and those types of things happen. So we've got some pretty ambitious ideas and probably an ambitious timeline, but we're hoping that the November 11th, 2018 ceremony can be held at the new location.
During the initial process of selling the land, the borough had set aside $150,000 to help offset the costs of moving the wall. And Mayor Cottle says the Mat-Su Health Foundation has also agreed to contribute.